Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.
You're listening to SBS News.
Australia changes her currency. Pounds, shillings and pence are out, and dollars and cents are in.
It's the 14th of February 1966, and Australians have woken up to a new way of counting money.
They're 40 cents a dozen. What do I do?
Oh, Gran, you can pay in shillings and pence or dollars and cents. One kind of money is as good as the other.
The changeover, one of the largest financial transitions in the nation's history. But it took a massive effort to get there, including the help of a certain jingle.
In come the dollars, in come the cents, to replace the pounds and the shillings and the pence.
The government embarked on a national public education campaign. They rolled out television ads, radio, there was education in schools, special education for banks and shops, and it was really successful.
Emily Martin is the CEO of the Royal Australian Mint in Canberra, where the coins are made. She says it wasn't just a move that aligned us with much of the world, but also helped simplify trade and everyday transactions.
There was a lot of calculations that people had to make to understand how many shillings were in a pound and pence in a shilling, and it was a very complex system.
She also says it's an opportunity to help tell the nation's story through metal. And six decades on, the Royal Australian Mint continues to preserve that history.
We educate visitors, international tourists, school groups. This is a wonderful place that people can come and learn about our currency and the stories that we tell through our coins.
It's also home to the National Coin Collection, which contains more than 15,000 items, from early colonial currency and rare proof coins to the very designs that marked Decimal Day. Those were the brainchild of artist and metal worker Stuart Devlin, who went on to become Queen Elizabeth II's jeweller. Mr. Devlin had won a competition in 1964, beating five other competitors to develop the artworks for the new coins, which introduced a distinctly Australian look. The now defunct 1 and 2 cent pieces featured a feather-tailed glider and frill-necked lizard. Even the 12-sided 50-cent coin made a statement. Originally, it was round and made from silver in 1966, before changing shape to prevent confusion with a 20-cent piece. It carries Australia's coat of arms. The Royal Australian Mint's Director of Museum and Public Engagement, Stuart Baines, says the National Coin Collection also holds coins from over 100 countries.
It's not just Australian coins, and it's not just post-decimal, the coins that we have made. One of our prized pieces is the Holy Dollar, which was made from a Spanish real. These coins were our first official currency, and they really were a symbol that we wanted to grow as a nation. We didn't have a mint in this country at the time, so we of course employed a convict who had served his time in Australia for forgery, and he actually was the one who struck our first coins. So there's lots of little stories that these coins can tell us about who we are and where we've come from and how we grow and change as a nation.
That includes stories about all segments of Australian society, which Mr. Bain says the Mint has been committed to telling through special release coins in the decades since decimal currency was introduced.
We do have a lot of different coins that celebrate all aspects of our life. We create coins around Paralympics and that celebrate different migrating groups to Australia and different cultures within Australia.
While there's been a sharp decline in the use of cash and coins over the years, Emily Martin says commemorative and collectible series are popular as ever, and says the future of coins remains bright.
There has been a steady decline in the use of circulating coins, but we have seen that desire for our collectible coins really grow, and we are reaching new generations of collectors. So it is a way that people like to recognise special events and our history and tell those stories through our coins. We will continue to make coins as long as there is demand.
Hot takes, heartaches, and South Asian stories that hit home for Australians, this is SBS Spice.
And while gendered violence is also a universal problem, it affects South Asian communities in a very, very particular way. And if we cannot tease out the culturally specific ways that are cause and effect for this type of violence, then there is little hope to understand resistances or to counter it.
Curious to hear more? Tune into SBS Spice on the SBS website or wherever you get your podcasts.